Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
What a pleasure to have Ian Roberts here with me tonight. Hey, jy het nog nie eens begin al jou stories vertel. Ons moet dit weer doen een van die dae, hè.
Sure, man.
Nou, Dollar Brand, jy het nou daai naam kom die hele tyd op terwyl jy nou met my praat hier so, yeah. Terwyl hy ads gespeel het. Groot influence in jou lewe en Swan, vertel ons die storie.
Ja, kyk, musikaal gesproke, nee, ek dink 'n mens kry sulke epiphanies waar jy 'n jong oukie is en jy gaan na 'n konsert en word jy nooit weer dieselfde weer. Nie, daarna, want dit doen iets aan jou. En ek, daar was Dollar Brand destijds. Kyk, ons praat nou van 1970 Cinema 4. Suid-Afrika was 'n moeilike plek, nee. Ek, ons kan het ook 74, ja. Toe Dollar Brand was veronderstel om in die Feather Market Hall in PE een concert te hou, toe kanseleer hy dit, want hy sê, dis racisties en swart brein mense is nie toegelaat nie, so hy het geskuif na St. Stephen's Hall in die middel van New Brighton, a township by the PE. Toe het ek 'n vriend, Goodman in Pangiso, en ek sê vir Goodman, nee man, dis onaanvaarbaar. Dan het ek 'n ander pel, Rob Pollock, ons studie saam fotografie, en Rob is 'n lekker mal man, hy is nie bang vir baie nie. Toe sê ek, het is nie aanvaarbaar dat ons nie Dollar Brand kan sien nie, nou. Toe sê ons, okay, ons gaan in 'n swart ouens, na die konsert. Toe paint ons onself swart, ons sit donkerbril op vir die blou oë, en ons noem balaclavas en overalls, en ons kry 'n bus, en Goodman en Pangie so, kyk, weet mense het nie in die plekke ingegaan nie, hoor. Klaar. Ek, mense vergeet het, maar jy doen het net nie, want jy gaan nie levendig uitkom nie. Dit was hoe dit was dan. Toe ontmoet Goodman vir ons achter die heining in die donker, en ons gaan stilletjies in hy volgepakte saal in St. Stephen's Hall, New Brighton. En hier is a cover band wat speel opening stuff, nie, en Dollar Brand was nie eens na by die verhoog nie. Maar die jong swart ouens daarom, die Klossas, hulle sien ons is nie donker mense nie, ons lieg. En toe begin hulle met ons en sê, you ex miss, get out of here, you understand, you don't belong here, get your ass out of here, toe raak het bietjie ugly, nie. En net daar kom die vrou waar die plek geran het. Nou ek weet jy, as jy Klossa vrou ken, as sy de moeren is, en sy begin vloek, is soos 'n orkaan, begin sy op hierdie jong laities vloek. En sy sê vir hulle, jo, what example, nou, sy praat Khosa, nee, are you setting, when you complain of racism, and yet you follow the same thing, you are a bad example, and if you can't change your ways now, you get out of my hall. Ha! Me and Rob Pollock sitting there like mice, with Goodman and Pungie, so he schemes he's going to have to defend us or something, you know. Anyway, that was that. And then Dollar Brand came out, this tall man. I knew his music, but I didn't know him. And he took incense sticks and he put them in the stage, the holes in the wooden floor. And he had a Lewis Dawes upright piano, like Nyaka Nyaka, you know. And he pushed this thing forward. And he had a little boy on drums and another man on bass. And he started playing. I tell you, he absolutely took over that hall with all its violence. And his LP then that I had listened to him was called Peace, Salam. And he mesmerized that place into complete peace. He's played solidly for 2 hours on that piano. Through all the songs, Tintinyana, Mannenberg, It's Where It's All Happening, Salam, the song, all young. I was never the same musically after that. Rob Pollock and I, we actually wept because of the beauty of that music from a Lewis upright piano and a funny little drum kit. And this man, when he walked out, people just like hung on him, you know. He's the true giant of music. And subsequently, I have taken Dollar Brand to Japan, where I was on a ship going to Japan. And I had one, it was his CD, Cape Town Flowers, which I dumped onto a cassette. And I had that. And I went through the Indian Ocean. And I was daily inspired by his music. I mean, you know, to be able to say that, I've met him once, face to face. And, nee, is die koning, ja.
What an amazing story and inspiration for a lot of people. But while you were in that hall, I just want to know, why didn't you speak in Khoza?
I did.
And did the guys in as you say, music united everybody. They didn't care if you were white or black anymore, whatever.
It changed,
Everybody watched him and they forgot that this white dude was standing in the back.
Absolutely. You know? Sitting, you know, like Goodman had got us good seats. So we were 6 rows from the front.
Yeah.
And we took our lives in our hands that night.
Yeah.
Because we could have got bust up, bad.
So you stood up for something you believed in. And that's important as a youngster, you know what I mean?
We just didn't care, We just went in.
Wow, amazing story. Yeah. Ek is trots op jou, jong.
Baie dankie.
Jy weet, dit as baie ander mense het deur het gegaan en so aan, ook miskien so gedink het.
Mm.
Jy weet, hulle het, jy denk nie aan die bad daar, die apartheid daar, en het die bomme afgegaan het.
Ja.
En jy weet, jy moet, en al die goeders in die courante en so aan, as een jong mens, jy weet, jy word geaffekteer en soos die voelvry toer,
Ja.
Dit het ook ontstaan oor al die dinge. So, jy weet, die mense dink ons het alles goed gehad en so, maar ek dink, it's a mental thing. It killed us inside as well to see what was going on in this country.
Now, you know, there's a very good question that I've asked a lot, is that who was in prison? Who was in jail? You know, you can take a man and put him in jail, but he's not in jail.
Mm.
You can be outside the jail. You're much more a prisoner.
Mm.
And I feel that I was a serious prisoner right through those years, right through. I mean, it didn't matter that I was free. I had to get drunk to remain free. You know, people forget that.
Kom ons luister aan een van jou likkies. Wat gaan jy vir ons doen?
Genade.
Gryp hy gitaar, jongman.
Maar ek ken nie die woorde nie heeltemal met.
So right, my nie worry nie.
Another one of my heroes. Wrong chord. I'll just have to get the chords round.
Hit that G-string.
Well, as he's walking through the clouds with a circus mind running wild, butterflies and zebras and moonbeams, that's all she thinks about. Running with the wind. When I'm down, she comes to me with a circus mind running free. It's all right, she says, it's all right. Take anything you want from me. Anything you want from me. Running with the wind. Then it just fades out. Jimi Hendrix, Little Wing.
Brilliant. Ethel Fugard het jy al ontmoet en so aan.
Nee, is nou so
nog Fugard. Nooit, nee, ek nog jy het hom al ontmoet.
Hy het nooit vir my gebruik in een van sy plaats en ek is paar kwart daar.
maar hy was ons Amerika toe vir een lang tyd en
ja.
Teruggekom Suid-Afrika toe so paar jaar terug en so aan. Maar kom ons praat bykie Tsotsi.
Ja.
Die rol wat jy daar gespeel het.
Ja.
Nee? Hoe, het Leo gebel en sê, stel jy belang, het jy vir die script gestuur en so aan. En, of was daar ander rol miskien wat hulle vir jou gehad het, hoe dit gebeur?
Gavin Hood het op, ons het King Solomon's Mines gemaakt, saam met Patrick Swayze daar door en na by Bedford daar op die plaas en daar toe onder in die Kaap. En die hele tyd was Gavin Hood saam met sy maters bezig om die tekst te panel beat, die Tsotsi. En toe sê hy vir my een aand in Prins Albert, sê hy vir my, stel jy belang om hierdie rol te speel, dit is die enigste honkie in die hele movie. So, en ek kan mos sy tale praat en so aan, toe sê ek, ja, definitief, en toe swaai het, nee, en ek was baie blij om dit te doen. Vir die karakters, Smit, hy is eintlik, en ons speel hulle baie, hierdie disenchanted white men, you know, who've now reached the end of their career because they're getting leveled out by BEE, you know. Mm. And I think it's a tragedy. I think because these people are the ones who've been through all the experience, they've got it all, they know so much. So instead of kicking them out, they should be using these people. So Smith is another one of those. He's gutful and he, you know, it's almost uninspiring to play characters like that. because it's like a dead end.
Hoe het jy gevoel oor die award? Was jy daar of het jy maar by die huis gekyk of so?
Nee, ek was saam met my agent.
Ja, het was seker lekker gevoel.
Ja, het was lekker. Ons het baie champagne gedrink.
En intussen, weet jy daar ontmoet van Hollywood, al die groot sterre en so, en jy het seker maar voorbij hulle geloop en gesê, hallo, hallo, hallo.
Nee, ek het niemand ontmoet nie. Niemand nie, glad nie. Daar was so 'n farcical party, en ek noem het redig, is 'n farcical party, gegooi deur die SABC, wat blykbaar geld ingesit het in die movie. Maar dit was so opulent. Ek dink, yes, sit die geld liever in 'n nuwe TV-reeks, maar moet nie hierdie, die ding is nou klaar die Oscar gegee. Hoekom blaas julle allemaal hierdie geld met Chivas Regal, 59-year-old, en op wat? Mm. Jy weet, ek het net gevoel, dis 'n gemors van geld, en I think it was Dalrymple who was the head of it then, and I never got close enough to him to actually say, listen, bro, put all this money that you're spending at the Sandton Center here, put it into another TV show, man.
Hoe voel jy oor, wat ek sê daar so, daar so baie, my ma hou van hierdie, soos Binnelanders, en ja. Sewende Laan, al die type van goed, en daar so baie van hulle wat nou nie meer, hulle nou van die TV, hulle het nie meer budget of so nie, hoe voel jy oor die type van, die jong akteure, wat nou deurkom en so, en daar is nou nie meer een toekomst in hierdie land vir hulle nie,
he? Nee, en hulle gaan die land verlaat, het is hektiek hoor, want kyk, toe ek klein was, was daar kunsterade, wat in elke stad, okay, it was for white people only, so that was the problem. And that was a fat problem. So that had to be the first thing that was dealt with. But why throw out the arts councils? Keep them. Mm. And just, but they wrecked. You go to that theater in Bloemfontein. It's just, it's like nowhere. And the thing about, I've got a daughter who wants to make it as an actress. I've got a son who wants to make it as an actress. But they're compromised because they're Europeans. Then it's straight. That's what it is. Now, the balance has shifted from when I was a picky trying to make it. It was completely Europeans and you were compromised if you were African. Completely. So what we have is two extremes here, you know. And it would be nice if it was much more balanced. Like maybe, I don't know what one can do, you know. But there's such a mismanagement of cash. That's what I see. Mm. And bad management. You know, you can say what you like about the old SABC and its racist policies and the biased news and whatever, but they made really good movies. I directed movies in Xhosa. That beautiful language was being preserved by a racist government, but it was being preserved. So rather than throw the baby out with the bathwater, I think people should, I wish that they were more wise, that they could say, let's not be so radical in our adaptations here. Let's take everybody's opinion into account and then try to keep the quality and change. I don't know.
Yeah.
Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.